1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is John Clayton, and tonight's Big Band Showcase is all about the wonderful bands that have been so important to our world of music. Now, some of you have danced to and enjoyed hearing many of these swinging orchestras in person. It was my privilege to have played with the legendary Count Basie and his orchestra in the 1970s, and I tell you, that was a big thrill. Today, my longtime friend and musical colleague, Jeff Hamilton, as well as my brother, Jeff, and I are privileged to work with some outstanding musicians in the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Tonight, you'll hear recordings of many of these great bands, both from the past and also the present. And now, here is the host of the Cool Jazz Set, and my friend and bass buddy, Paul Pierce. He's got 2 hours of swinging jazz just for you.
Oh, thanks, John. John Clayton, my good friend, wonderful bass player, band leader, composer, and teacher. And this is part two of a big band showcase. We did part one last week, and we had such a nice response from that, we decided we couldn't cover half of all the wonderful recordings I have. So I put together a new show tonight, and you'll hear 2 hours of the great big bands. Some of them are recorded back in the 50s, and some recorded just within the last few months, quite frankly, new releases. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll get started with the great Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. That's John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton, by the way, for those of you that might not know. And this is a recording they did called Explosive, and it features the great vibist Milt Jackson. Hope you enjoy it. This is Bag's Groove.
baritone sax, Harry Carney is the soloist, and our sophisticated lady.
And the one and only Duke Ellington from his album On the Road with Duke Ellington, 1957, featuring the great baritone saxophonist Harry Carney. And it's so nice to hear Duke Ellington's spoken voice as well. He wrote so many great tunes. We opened the show tonight with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra from an album entitled Explosive, and we heard Bags Groove, and it featured the great vibraphonist that wrote the tune, Milt Jackson. Up next, two of my very favorite artists, the Count Basie Big Band and the great Ella Fitzgerald. This is from a 1963 recording they did, and actually I got to hear them together. It was either 63 or 64. It was right in the middle part of the 60s. Anyway, this is a beautiful recording, and this is a great tune, and it fits today so well because we are now in spring, and this is Some Other Spring, the great Ella Fitzgerald with the Count Basie Big Band.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank you. Song made popular by the one and only, the great Miss Billie Holiday, and we'd like to try and sing it for you. Some other spring will my heart sing, clinging to Nile's faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not love that love is blind. Sunshine around me, but deep in my heart is cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story told twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, yearning to share love's magic music, then forget the old.
Thank you.
That was trombonist Bill Watrous being featured with the Pat Williams Orchestra, and the title of that was No More Blues. Marvelous trombone player. Before that, we heard a tune I'm sure you're familiar with, Singing in the Rain, and that was played by the H2 Big Band. And that featured alto saxophonist on that, Rich Chiaroluce. And that was on the Jazz Media label. Up next, one of my favorite big bands, the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. This was done in 1969. The title of this piece is Quietude. And the bassist with him at the time is a good friend and a wonderful professor and teacher, the great Richard Davis. And I'm pleased to call him Cousin. He calls me Cousin Paul. Okay, and Richard, if you're listening, this is for you. This is a tune from their 69 album. I think you'll like it. Quietude.
A sentimental thing through
my heart away each spring. Now spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring is here. There's no mistake. To coast, my heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boy. Are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf wearing last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. Those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love was sure around the new year. Now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. But what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
And that was the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Big Band from their album Things to Come. And that alumni band is led by the great trumpet player himself, a student of the great Dizzy Gillespie, Mr. John Faddis. And that was a tune entitled Jessica's Day, written by Quincy Jones, and featured James Moody on the tenor saxophone solo, John Faddis was on the trumpet, and Antonio Hart on alto, and the great pianist Rennie Rosnes, Jessica's Day. And before that, we played a nice recording by Chris Connor, which she was backed by Maynard Ferguson's big band, and we heard her sing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And it is spring, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Up next, this is an interesting recording, I think. It's Rob McConnell's Boss Brass, and it features Guido Basso on flugelhorn, and this is, I'm going to play this for my friend Mr. Wells. This is A Portrait of Jenny.
Thank you.
And the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra with his signature tune, Moonlight Serenade. And we'll close out this first set with one of our own bands right here in the local area, the Central Virginia Jazz Orchestra. And I'm going to play a tune for Mr. Bill Singleton, who's been a big supporter of jazz in a lot of ways. And this is Idaho, and it features tenor saxophonist Mark Crampton.